Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. What do you imagine when you think of a necromancer? Perhaps, partially influenced by Dungeons and Dragons and various dark fantasy tales, you imagine a deathly pale wizard dressed all in black, perhaps partial to skulls and bones as their primary fashion accessory. But were we to look beneath their robes, would we find a grisly pair of magical pants sewn from flayed human flesh and complete with the leathery remnants of the victim's genitalia? Yes, according to Icelandic folklore, these are exactly the sort of trousers quite becoming of a necromancer. Eleanor Rosamond Barclow describes the Finnbrecker, or Finn breeches, literally magic pants, in the book Beyond the Northlands. The wearer would enjoy unlimited coins from the pocket of the pants, as well as, one presumes, a certain slimming effect. You can actually gaze upon a replica of the folkloric death trousers in the Museum of Icelandic Sorcery and Witchcraft in Holmavik, where they are called the Nabrak, or necropants. Of course, there are rules to any work of magic or sorcery. It was said that the necromancer must first gain the permission of a living man, and then dig up his corpse after death. Then it becomes a careful matter of flaying the corpse and carefully crafting the necropants. And the retention of the genitalia is key because the scrotum serves as the pocket of the necropants. In order to activate them, the necromancer will need to insert a coin stolen from a widow and a sheet of paper bearing the correct magical sigil. The original coin must remain, however, in the scrotum. Otherwise, the wealth-generating properties of the pants will cease. At this point, the necromancer need only slip into the pants and feel them bond with their own skin. Now, those pants can come off, mind you, but in order to avoid damnation for crafting such vile pants, the necromancer must make sure that someone else is on hand to step into the pants at the exact same time they are climbing out of them. The necromancer removes one leg, and the new individual inserts one leg, and so forth. Now, why would one wish to invest in the creation of necropants? Well, there's not much money in necromancy, and it pays, quite literally, to own a really great pair of trousers. The necropants have been featured on various websites, including Atlas Obscura, where Eric Grundhauser's article outlines a few other curious displays at the Museum of Icelandic Sorcery and Witchcraft, and includes a photograph of the necropants themselves. Tune in for additional editions of The Artifact each week, hosted by either Joe or myself. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.